Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Burcu Bagian, CEO and president of Burgio International. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is BRGO, and they are a designer and manufacturer of upscale jewelry in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Burge.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, start off now. You recently signed a 5-year extension with the company to remain CEO?
Yes. We signed. Actually, we came to an agreement. We haven't signed yet, but it should be signed within a couple of days. We came to an agreement for me to stay on board for 5 years and implement the business plan that I put together and direct the company for the future growth.
And so in terms of that, you're launching 3 new design collections for this year. Can you talk about those? And
yes, I am a unique CEO because I'm really very involved in my industry. I travel. I don't sit in the office at all time. So I'm always in contact with my retailers and my consumers. We launched last year the Safari collection was very, very successful. So we decided this year to add to it 3 new collections to enhance the other collection. And this way also gives the advantage to Burgio for the collectors of Burgio to have extra pieces so they can collect in their collection for Burgio.
Great. So you guys were formerly a mining company, and now you're a jewelry company. So talk about some of the trends now that, you know, that the company will be, you know, that the company, and how well positioned is the company to take advantage of some of the trends that are, you know, that you're now part of that industry, a new industry?
Well, just to clear the air, because I've been getting a lot of that, the mining company was the shell company that we went into. And the name was changed to Burgio International. We never were in the mining business. We were always designers. I'm a third-generation jeweler that my family goes back to 1930s. So that was just the shell that we decided to go into to be able to trade. That's what that was the vehicle for us to be public. Let's put it that way. So what was the other question also?
So, yeah, in terms of, you know, the jewelry and jewelry design industry, how well is positioned as a company to capitalize on some of the trends?
Well, I've been known for many, many years. I really create my own trends. I've been designing for many years. I mean, I came out with concepts and collections that has not been touched yet, and I've been followed and copied many, many times. We started 15 years ago with the pink and yellow diamond collection that was put in diamond in jewelry that was never done before. So we are known as a company as a trendsetter in the industry, and we are looked at very, very closely and scrutinized every move we make in the design world.
Right. So what is it that makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, the uniqueness of the company is the unique collections that we come out with. We're always on the trends with the new designs, we're on the edge. People sometimes in the industry don't take that leap because it's costly, and it's you have to have the guts to take those decisions and go to a new collection, because every collection, it's very costly to manufacture, to come out with the prototype and the concept. I mean, that's why we have people that write the book, read the book, or act the book. So we happen to be the one that writes the book.
Good. And so perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Burge, as well as that of some of the key management team at Burgio.
Well, that's the only thing I've done all my life. I come from a family that dates back to 1930s in the jewelry industry. Went to college, and then as I was going to college, I was working through the family business. Excuse me. And then after I graduated college, I started my own company. And then about 15 years ago, I branded my name under Burgio. Burgio is like the Italian word for berge. So that's what we used.
Oh, okay.
So it's my name, Berge Burgio. And so that's what we used. And
so it's not just a coincidence.
No. It's my own name, Burgio. We decided to use the Italian part of it. So, and that's what happens. And my manufacturing is strictly done in Italy and the United States. I do not use China or any Far East manufacturing. I have a full control on my manufacturing and my process. It's very important that the consumer knows that.
Great. And So what are some of the goals and objectives that you hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Okay.
Yeah, I know you
Actually,
mentioned
we
some,
have a
you know,
business
your business
plan that
plan.
goes the... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Our business plan, I mean, it's going to be implemented this year and next year. On November, I mean, we went public on November of 2009, so it was short for 2009. So once, I mean, I know I'm in the industry for many years, and this industry is all segmented. It's a very segmented industry, a lot of small mom-and-pop manufacturers. My goal is to be able to do acquisitions and do a roll-up strategy in the jewelry industry, which was never done. So we'll be able to roll up a lot of small designers' names that are very well-known, but they cannot make it on their own if they don't become part of a big entity. So that's what I'm trying to do, and right now we're in negotiation with a couple of companies. We already acquired one company out of Italy, Mario Pinelli, which is already disclosed. So we are moving forward to do exactly what Warren Buffett did in other industries. We're going to do the roll-up strategy in the jewelry industry.
Great. So, what are some of the other synergies that you look for as far as M&A?
Well, the synergy is, first of all, they have to fit our concept. They have to fit the elegance of Bergio, the elegance of the company. They got to be branded. They got to have a brand. They got to have a following. They got to have a good distribution. And eventually, once we put all these people, all these companies together, we're going to be able to tie in all the back end of it. I mean, we're going to save a lot on the back end and the manufacturing and the buying and the marketing. So that is all the synergy we're going to be put together, and we'll be able to add to the bottom line between 20% to 30%. So that is the synergy. And also the other synergy is that we are not buying names and we're not buying tables and chairs. We're buying assets. So when we buy these companies, the money we're investing in their gold and diamonds. So there's not being wasted. So the investment is fully put together, let's put it that way.
Well, great. And so in terms of investors and the investment community, do you believe that your story and the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated?
Well, it should be, because this is something very unique. It's never been done in the jewelry industry. And we know roll-up strategy always works if it's implemented right. We have it, and we're the first one of its kind, so we already were able to roll up one company, and we negotiation with two other companies. So it's working, and this is a lot of synergy here, and the upswing is definitely there, and we should be on our way by the end of 2010 and the beginning, and 2011, we should be way on our way by 2011, by acquiring all these companies.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Burge Abagian, the CEO and president of Bergio International, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is BRGO, currently trading at 52 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Burge, why do you believe that the company BRGO represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
You know why? Because very simple. You are not investing in something that we believe it's going to happen. You're investing in companies that exist for 40 years. You're investing in gold and diamond, which is very hard assets. You're not investing in the future of maybe there's a mine that we're going to get some oil out of it. Here you're investing, when we're investing in hard assets. So the company will always have hard assets. That's why this investment is very solid, and the shareholders should be very secure, because we are not buying companies just for the heck of buying companies. We're buying their assets, we're buying their name, and we're buying all their operating, whatever it needs to be operated with. So that's why it's very, very secure and very safe for the investment world.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to do the update today and to update our investors, Burge.
Thank you for having me, and we will be working very hard to make sure this our business plan and the growth is happening this year and next year.
Great.